and welcome to episode 9 of the Centrepass podcast, Fantasy Netball Draft, brought to you by Netball Draft Central. My name is Jared Gardner, and as always on the Centrepass podcast, joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. And we are onto our bench in our Fantasy Netball Draft. If you haven't listened to any of these episodes so far, do go listen to them. We've picked our starting sevens and one bench position. Just a reminder that the bench position is basically a free-for-all and there's no limitations to what position we have to pick, which with every pick in every round. So we've got a bit of freedom with this one. And with our first picks in our bench spots, Sophie went with Courtney Bruce, I went with Joe Harton, and Taylor went with Joe Weston. So a bit of a difference there. But Taylor, you've got the first pick in this round. Who are you going to take?
This is so much harder than it appears, because trying to tactically think, okay, who will actually be there? Who are other people thinking will be really big contenders and all these other things? But in saying that, I've decided to go with Maddie Gordon, because I think that she is a really, really talented mid-quarter. She's quite young. She offers that versatility and the fact that she can play wing defense. In fact, she actually was a wing defense before she transitioned into wing attack and really plied her trade there and starred for Central Pulse throughout the 2020 season. And she can also play center. So she's a real live wire and just injects a lot of speed and dynamism, which I think that my team is lacking a little bit in regards to that speed factor. Because if you look at the likes of Kim Revallian and Liz Watson, they're those consistent endurance-based players that don't necessarily have that real zippy speed about them, but are just constant performers, I should say. And so I think that Maddie Gordon, if she was coming in off the bench, would just provide that element of excitement and real life to the front end or defensively, because she is known to take a couple of intercepts as well.
Yeah, it's a very good pick with that one. Sophie, you've got the second pick in this round. Who are you taking?
I'm kind of going along the same lines here. I've said it about 70 times now. I've got a really, really versatile defensive midcourt and defensive end. But when I look at my midcourt, what I'm really lacking is that second attacking option. I've only really got Maddie Brown as my attacker in my midcourt. Serena Guthrie is a real live wire, but she's not someone who's going to kind of hold up that midcourt. And although Maddie Brown can go into center, who's going to take that wing attack spot? So I've actually gone with Maddie Proud because she is a really, really exciting option and can really kind of propel that ball forward. Again, she's another player who can rotate into center, keeping up that versatility, but also adding in a really, really strong attacking option, which is, like I said, what I seem to be really lacking up front. Again, she's just one of those players who can find the ball really easily. She may hit the deck a few times, but she just bounces up again and is just go, go, go all the time. So Maddie Proud is my second option at wing attack, which I'm quite happy with there.
Yeah, that's a very good pick. And full transparency, she was one that was very high on my list for the pick I'm about to take.
That was my other reason for picking her now. I knew that she'd be up there for you.
I was very close to taking her just simply because of that connection. I've got Paige Hadley as my center, so I would have liked to have that connection in the midcourt. But seeing as Maddie Proud is now off the board, I think I'm going to go with Verity Charles from the West Coast Fever. Had probably, I think, a career best season in 2020. Did an absolutely awesome job for the West Coast Fever, really running that midcourt and leading them along with Jeneil Fowler to a grand final. That is also one of the reasons I'm going with Verity Charles now, is that connection with Jeneil Fowler as my goal shooter. Charles is one that probably does her best work as a center, but can play wing attack. And I think I'm looking at my midcourt and I've got Gina Crampton and Paige Hadley. So I think she can replace either one of those players and do a good job when she does come on and really own that midcourt and have a big say on any game that she does play. So I'm happy I've got her. I'm a bit disappointed I missed out on Maddie Proud, but that is the nature of the draft as we're going. We've all got midcourt in this round, which is very interesting. So far on the bench, Sophie, you've gone with Courtney Bruce and Maddie Proud. So one defender, one mid-quarter. Is it safe to say you're going to go an attacker in the next round, or are you going to look to strengthen another third of the court?
Well, I'm not really open to revealing all my secrets at this point, so I'm not going to tell you. But I will say Maddie Proud, like I said before, she was kind of a kicker there where I was like, I know that she will probably get snatched up by Jared. It was only a matter of time. So given that when it comes to wing attack, there's some really great wing attacks in the world, but they're kind of a little bit lower than those premier wing attacks that we all chose in the first round. And that was my main option. That was my main issue here, where I was like, obviously, I knew that Taylor was going to go for Gordon, given when I mentioned her in our wing attack episode, she just about had a fit. And she was also an option there, but not quite as high as Maddie Proud was for me. So I'm really glad I managed to snatch her up now because, it was just kind of it was kind of tactical and kind of like, I really need that option. But again, I'm not going to reveal my hand as to what selections I'm going to take next because that takes the fun out of it.
To be perfectly honest, though, I don't even know what pick I am going to go with next because I think I'm now going with the vibe of whatever you guys are going to pick. I'm like, okay, so they didn't see this person as highly. So if they're falling to this pick, do I take them now and then try and find someone else that could potentially go at this spot or work it in a different way? It's just so tactical. And as we keep saying, there's just such a plethora of people to choose from. There are so many great options that it's almost impossible to double up to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think, I'm looking at the players that are left available and the players that I've got still very high on my list. And it's a bit of debate over how early do I take some of these players or do I expect one of you two to take a player that I've got available. So just kind of looking at our teams as a whole at the moment and how these bench players will slot into the teams. Taylor, I might start with you. We'll go through your starting seven again. Cara Conan, Gretel Boyda, Liz Watson, Kim Revallian, Jade Clark, Carla Pretorius, and Jeeva Mentor. So a very strong starting seven, but then you've got Joe Weston and Maddie Gordon coming in. So I think the look of your squad is, as you've said multiple times throughout this draft so far, a lot of versatility, and those two bench players can fill a whole heap of positions if they do need to come onto the court.
Yeah, exactly that. I think that we've seen over the past few years that a lot of players are now increasing that adaptability and able to play more than one position. And I think that that's become really, really important. And that's what I've considered in each of my decisions to choose players. You look at someone like Cara Conan, while she does her best damage in goal shooter, she can move out to goal attack where need be. And while Gretel Boyda is that specialist goal attack, we have also seen her be that really strong force in goal shooter. And that's the same with someone like Maddie Gordon. She can play wing attack exceptionally well, but she could also push into that center position when need be. It might only be for a quarter here or there, but she has the capacity to do so. And she can also play that wing defense role because she's such a tenacious mid-quarter that's constantly on the hunt for any loose ball. And she has the speed to chase. And that, I think, would complement the defensive unit if she was to play wing defense. And that's the same with someone like Joe Weston, who, although we saw it once when she was playing the Fever and she went into that goalkeeper position up against Janelle Fowler, it was a revelation. It was a smart move because it actually worked because she brought something different to that defensive end. She had that. She didn't have Janelle Fowler for the height, but she had her for the game smarts, if that makes sense. She was able to use her body, her footwork, and rely on the players around her to do their job. So I think that even having someone like Joe Weston come off the bench and onto the court, whether it be goalkeeper, goal defense, or wing defense, there's just so much versatility, and I think that keeps people guessing as to where someone might actually start and what's their best position.
Yeah, definitely, and it's a good mix of players that you've got so far. We've still got three picks to go, so there's still a lot to play out. Sophie, you've got Maya Wilson, Emilia Ann Ekenasio, Maddie Brown, Serena Guthrie, Karen Berger, Katrina Roder and Emily Mannix as your goalkeeper, and your bench positions have been filled so far by Courtney Bruce and Maddie Proud. So after not picking many Suncorp Super Netball players or Australian players in your first couple of picks, they're coming in droves now. How are you liking how your team's shaping up, and how do you think the two bench players will slot in?
Yeah, it's quite funny. It wasn't until I mentioned Proud before that I was like, hang on, now I'm bringing in the Aussies. I'm really interested in how this team looks right now. I mean, I know that I can see some potential holes in my team, so I know that I'm going to really have to patch up some things later on down the track, but I'm glad that I've made these two bench positions, bench selections earlier rather than later, so that I have those already out of the way and completely sorted. I'm really liking how this team lines up, and there's a lot of really exciting talent there where it's, if one player comes on, they will not lose the same pressure and the same work ethic and work rate that we already would have on court. And so that's what I'm really liking about my team so far.
Yeah, definitely. And just finally, my team after nine rounds, Janelle Fowler in goal shooter with Helen Housby, Gina Crampton, Paige Hadley and Ash Brazel in my midcourt. And then my defense is Jane Watson and Shamara Sterling. Brought in Joe Harton and Verity Charles onto the bench. And I've gone kind of the same way as Taylor, with a lot of versatility with these two players. Harton and Charles I've brought in specifically because they can play two positions at a really high level. And I think that will go a long way to really helping. It'd be great if we could see all these players out on the court at once, but this isn't going to happen in real life. But just the thought of it, I think getting Joe Harton into either shooting position and then Verity Charles, just need to plug a hole in the midcourt wherever I need her. I'm pretty happy I've secured her. But that is the end of round nine of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. Do go follow us on Twitter at Centre Pass Pod and let us know what you think of our team so far. And if there are any players you'd like to see picked up in the final three rounds. It's getting really tough now that there's only three rounds left and we've got to fill out these positions. So do go let us know what you think and who we should pick up. Do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews, and we'll speak to you in a couple of days with our next bench pick.